Hello, this is Leanne Juliet. Welcome to the podcast where I'm here to help you remember who the fuck you are, reclaim your power, and be your most powerfully divine, authentic self. In this episode, I really wanted to, it's probably just going to be a quick one, although who knows with me because I like to talk. But this is your gentle, not reminder to remember who you are. This whole realm, this world we live in, this realm is a game. It is a game of consciousness that we are here to play in order to remember who the fuck we are. We come here with amnesia as to our true divinity, as to our true authenticity, as to the limitless expansion of who we are. Can you imagine a bunch of souls incarnating onto this planet and everyone realizing like how fucking powerful and divine and just like infinite they are? Like it wouldn't be this shit show that we live in right now, would it? But that is the game. That is the game of consciousness that we're here to play, is to remember who we are. And the process of remembering, the process of awakening, it gets to be either really fucking painful and long and arduous, or it gets to be fun and expansive and transformational. You choose how you want to play this game, because that is what we're doing, is we're playing a game. And I want to help you remember who the fuck you are, so that you can play this game of consciousness in a way that is without the limitations of the 3D matrix, without the limitations of the false self reality, without the limitations of the false identity, without any of the restrictions of who we believe ourselves to be, because everything is an illusion. Everything is an illusion. Yes, we live in this 3D realm, this 3D dense reality, but it's been hijacked. It has been hijacked to keep humanity in this energetic enslavement to a false self reality. It's been hijacked to keep us in this lower frequency consciousness of fear, poverty, struggle, hardship, pain, suffering, corruption, greed, famine, war, violence, murder, like all the shit that happens in the world is part of the illusion of this realm that keeps us in this lower consciousness, which keeps us in this state of not realizing that we are the fucking creator, that we are the universe, that we are God having a human experience. We are the divine having a human experience right now. And yet we forget who we are. So most people will go about their lives not realizing how fucking powerful they are, how divine they are, like that we are literally fucking stardust, like made of stardust, that we are literally fucking pure magic in a meat suit, in this human vessel, the human vessel for our soul, for our divinity, for our consciousness. Our consciousness resides within our human vessel, so that we can play this game of consciousness. Now, I'm not saying it's fucking easy, because being human comes with its perks and comes with its downsides, its ups and downs and everything. And I'm not here to dismiss any experience that anyone's been through, because it's fucking hard when you've gone through pain and trauma and like shitty experiences and depression, or feeling like feeling disconnected from who you are, or wondering, is this it? Like, surely there's more to life. You know, whatever it is that you've experienced, loss, grief, sadness, everything. I'm not here to take that away from anybody, but I'm here to show you, to tell you that it is all an illusion. Like, we are, yes, it's very real what we go through. Everything is real because we feel it in our five senses. We feel everything in our five senses. That this realm is designed as such that so that we feel things and we sense things and we have this very physical experience. But yet we are spirit. We are energy. We are energy living within a physical body. And so when you disconnect from the illusion of it, like in the grander scheme of things, in the grander scheme of the universe, we are literally just a blip in time right now compared to infinity, because the universe is infinite. Consciousness is infinite. So what we go through in this lifetime, in this avatar that we are in right now, this human avatar, is simply a blip in time. It's very fucking real. Obviously, we feel it. But it's also a dream. You know, there's times where you might wake up from a dream and think, oh my God, that was so real. Like, I could feel it. I could feel my heart pounding as I ran away from whoever was chasing me. Or I could feel like the thrill and the excitement as I was riding a roller coaster. Or I could feel like the complete sense of peace as I was like swimming in the ocean. Like, we feel things. If you're a dreamer like me, I have very vivid dreams, very lucid dreams, very vivid dreams, very powerful dreams. And I feel things in my dreams. I feel the emotion. I feel the sensations. There's times, many times I wake up thinking, oh my God, like that felt so fucking real. But who's to say that it's not real? Who's to say that we're not just dreaming right now? That we're not just plugged into some metaverse consciousness in some other reality, some other dimension right now? Where with a headset, like a VR headset on, and that everything that we see around us right now is actually the virtual reality. Like, who's to say that that's not it? I know it's a topic of conversation that I've seen from other people before, which makes a lot of sense to me, because I feel that like our consciousness is having this human experience. So who's to say that our consciousness is not just in some virtual reality simulation right now, because this is a simulation. The 3D world is a simulation. Who's to say that we're not dreaming right now? That we're here to play a game. We're playing this fucking game of consciousness. And this whole reality, this whole realm, this 3D realm of density and shit that we see around us, which is getting crazier and crazier as the years gone on. Like, I swear 2020 was like somebody flicked the fucking switch on that year and everything's just been like crazy, crazy ever since. But who's to say that we're not dreaming right now? Who's to say that we're not living in a lucid dream right now? And the whole point of this game that we're playing, because it is a game, and I often refer to consciousness as a game. I refer to multidimensional consciousness as a game. I like to use the analogy of Super Mario Brothers. I fucking love that game. On Nintendo. And you're jumping into different worlds and you're going back and forth and everything. That's the whole point of multidimensional consciousness, is back and forth. Like, you're existing simultaneously in every aspect of consciousness. But you can choose which level to go to. You can choose to fight the big boss at the end, or you could choose just to like jump around and collect coins if you want to. It's a game. And the whole point is to wake up, is to remember who the fuck you are, that you are not this human avatar. You are not this meat suit that you live in. You are spirit. You are energy. You are consciousness. You are divinity itself. We are infinite beings of divine consciousness. We are infinite beings of God consciousness having a human experience. And again, it's not to take away from the very physical experiences that we go through, especially like the really shitty ones, the painful ones, the traumatic ones, the ones filled with loss and suffering and everything. Believe me, I've got my fair fucking share of those and everything. I'm not here to take away from anyone who's going through that, because like, especially right now, the world is just like a shit show with suffering and everything. But that's because this false matrix, this false simulation wants to keep us in a state of energetic enslavement. It wants to keep us in a state of lower consciousness, fear and struggle and loss and depression and suffering and disconnection and grief or worry or anxiety or whatever it is. Everyone's got their own story. But it's all about the energy. It's all about the energetic enslavement. When you're giving your energy to certain things, that's why, the world is run by fucking psychopaths, let's face it. The powers that be, the false powers, the puppets in charge, are fucking psychopaths. And they manufacture this realm to keep people in a lower consciousness. So people are focused on climate change or war or famine or struggle or this is going on and this is going on and everything. It's all about keeping humans in this perpetual state of energetic enslavement. But that's not how it's designed to be. That how we're meant to live, how we're supposed to live, is from a state of abundance and joy and love and peace and harmony and unity. But this false matrix has been corrupted to keep us in a state of lower consciousness and division. You have people warring against each other between different countries. You have people warring against each other based on their skin colour or based on their gender or based on their religion or their political associations. There's like this difference. There's no unity in this world. There's no unity. And that's the whole fucking point, is to keep people disconnected. Because when we're unified, we are powerful. When we're unified, we are powerful. You have to remember who you are. You have to remember that you are divinity, that you are God, that you are consciousness, that you are energy. You are energy having a human experience. And it feels really real because it's meant to feel real. It's designed to feel real. Going back to the Mario Brothers, whenever you're playing a game, whether you're wearing a VR headset or you're playing a game, you can feel the adrenaline rush when you're like getting to the end of a level, you're fighting that big bad boss, or you're racing a fast car, or you're doing whatever you're doing in games and everything. You can feel the sensation when you're playing the game, even though you know you're just playing a game. Like, how many people get angry when playing because they've lost a level or something? It feels very real, just like this reality does. Just like this reality does. But we're here to remember who we are, remember who the fuck you are, and awaken your consciousness. That's what I'm here to do, is to awaken, activate, and accelerate humanity into a higher frequency consciousness. Because let's face it, we live in a fucking shit show. We live in an absolute fucking shit show of a world where one group of people can be experiencing extreme famine and struggle and suffering, and another group of people can just have everything they want, all the food they want and the freedom and the peace and everything. But on the other side, the other side of the world, or even next door, somebody's suffering. we live in such a shit show of a world where the few that are in power, and by power I mean 3D power, as in the egoic power, as fucking psychopaths, sadists, satanic, it's part of a fucking satanic cult. They're not powerful. These people aren't powerful. They don't have any real power. They're just puppets. The real power is from you waking the fuck up to who you are and remembering who you are. Remembering that you are consciousness, that you are divinity, that you are energy having a human experience. That is a real power. And that's when you start to reclaim your power and you stop giving it away to people. You stop giving it away to this false world, this false reality. You stop giving your power away to other people. You stop bending down, bowing down to the 3D power, the politicians and the monarchies and the state leaders and everything. They're not powerful. They're not powerful. They're not powerful. That's 3D power. It's the power of this 3D realm. But they're not powerful. They're simply puppets. All of them. With an agenda to keep humanity in a state of energetic enslavement so that we give our power away, that we look to these people and think, oh my God, you need to lead us. Like, what do we do? Oh, savior, oh, overlord. No, fuck off. These people can fuck off because they are not powerful. You and I are fucking powerful. Humanity is powerful when we remember who we are, when we awaken to the truth of who we are, that we are consciousness, that we are energy, that we are spirit, that we are God, that we are divinity, that we are having a human experience that feels very fucking real because it's designed to be so, but actually we're here to play a game of consciousness and we can exit this reality anytime we want to. I'm not talking about like taking your own life. I'm talking about refusing to play the game. Refusing to play their fucking game. Refusing to be part of their power struggle and their fear consciousness and their, the endless news of shit in the world. Refusing to be part of it. Because we don't have to be part of that false matrix where our minds are programmed to believe everything around us, where our minds are literally enslaved in this mental prison. Like, how many times do people get in their heads? And that's where depression, anxiety and stress and worry and fear come from, is from the mind. It all comes from the mind. Everything is from the mind. It's that reptilian mind, which is a whole other like thing I can talk about, but all of it comes from the mind. The mind isn't who we are. The mind isn't our consciousness. Our consciousness resides outside of the mind. The mind is the programming that keeps us plugged into this system. The mind is the programming that keeps us plugged into this false self reality. Who you are is not who you are. Who you believe yourself to be is not the truth of who you are. It is an illusion. It is an illusion designed to keep you enslaved and give your energy away to powers outside of you, to give your energy away to a religion, to a political ideology, to a state, state leader or whatever, or anyone in a position of power. That is all bullshit. It's all fucking bullshit. Because none of it is power. True power comes from within. True power comes from God. True power comes from the divine. True power comes from our consciousness, from waking our consciousness, that waking up to our consciousness and remembering who the fuck we are. That we are not this meat suit. We are not this human avatar. that we are an infinite being of divine consciousness. That's where true power comes from. That's how you take your power back. You stop giving it away to this 3D realm. You choose that, actually, I don't want to be fucking part of this anymore. So I'm not going to be part of the illusion. I'm not going to buy into the illusion anymore. I'm going to wake myself up as if you're waking from a dream, and you're going to see the reality around you and choose to do something different, choose to be different, choose to stop giving your power away to things outside of you. Every ounce of power comes from within. It comes from within. And I'm here to activate the absolute fuck out of you so that you can remember who you are and take your power back. Because the more that people awaken, the more that people remember who they are, the more powerful we all become as a collective to raise the consciousness of this planet, to accelerate humanity into a higher frequency consciousness and out of this fucking shit show that we live in right now. I'm going to leave it there. Thank you so much for listening. I do actually have an audio that you can download on my email subscription, so the link's in the show notes, which is a email subscriber audio specific for my email subscribers, which is about remembering who you are and reclaiming your power and just like a really activating audio. So if you want to get access to that, then the link is in my show notes and you can subscribe to my email, and I will chat to you all very fucking soon.